Hi, Andre Snyder here. I'd like to speak to you today about the keystone to the scriptures. The one thing that's not taken into account by most modern Christian authors is that God is the author and giver of faith. That is, no one believes until God gives them the faith, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9. And even then he gives it in measure, according to Paul in Romans 12 verse 3, and develops it over time. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 2 and 6. Conversely, God also withholds faith as well, Romans 9:18. Thus many people have not yet been bestowed with the gift of faith. One day all will believe, but until then he uses Satan as his servant to blind the minds of others so that they don't believe at this time, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. This is necessary since the gospel would save anyone who heard it. Romans 1:16. If God didn't employ Satan for the purpose of blinding people. Why would God blind many to his truth while bestowing faith to others? Simply stated, God is operating all things according to his plan and purpose. Ephesians 1 verse 11. All of this is because God is doing something special today in populating his ecclesia for the purpose of the future work in the celestials of being ambassadors of reconciliation to the beings who inhabit those celestial places. Note that it is not because some are better or more special than others. In fact, just the opposite is true, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 through 28. This is all part of the mystery of Paul's gospel in Ephesians and Colossians. Those two epistles are the absolutely necessary keystone in understanding God's plan and purpose today, and indeed for the ages. When these keystone epistles are ignored or misunderstood in the context of rightly dividing the scriptures, including Paul's epistles, then confusion is the end result. It is only by becoming intimately familiar with these epistles that one can then clearly understand the rest of the scriptures and become firmly established in the truth of Father's work through the ages.